I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 79, investing £25 a month. Today's question comes from Tony Terry via email. He asks, "Hi Graham, I hope you're well. I have another question. I want to start investing in a stocks and shares ISA, but only investing £25 per month and would like to put it into an ETF that is fairly diverse. I've looked at different platforms and I'm completely frazzled about which one to choose. There's just so many different charges. I'm also concerned that as I'm only putting £25 in each month, most of this money will be spent on charges, as most places I've looked have charges of £7 or even more. Could you please help me make sense of these various charges the platforms have and what kind of platform would be best in my situation? Thanks, Tony." Well, thank you for your question, Tony. But before I answer it, I just want to give a quick apology to all the regular podcast listeners who may have noticed that I didn't upload podcasts last week and I've missed a couple this week. Apologies, I fell behind a little on recordings, but hopefully that should be a one-off and you'll have Friday's podcast this week and 3 podcasts next week and from here on in. So regarding your question, Tony, you are right with what you've said regarding investing a small amount and the impact of fees on your investment. Most UK brokers who provide stocks and shares ISAs will either charge a per trade fee, at the cheaper end that's around £5, more expensive end that can be anything up to £20, and or an ongoing platform charge. As such, if you're only investing a small sum, then this fee becomes huge in percentage terms of your original investment. I personally use SVS Securities, and they're the broker I use, and they charge £7.95 for a trade of an ETF. So if you're only investing £25, that's actually £7.95 to trade in and trade out, which is £15.90, which is over 60% of that original £25. So you'd need an alternative strategy. My personal preference would be to put that £25 each month into a high interest current account. While it remains in that account, you'll be earning 3-5% fixed interest a year. Then, when you have enough in there, you can transfer that as a lump sum into the stocks and shares ISA and buy a market tracking ETF with that larger amount. Let's look at an example. Say you put aside £25 per month for a year. At the end of the year, you'd have £300 plus interest of around £4.50 on your saving, assuming a 3% return. Then, you have the choice. You can either leave it in the account earning 3% for another year, or you can place it into a stocks and shares ISA, which will assume over the long term returns around 8%. The difference between those two figures is 5%. 5% on that £300 for a year is £15. So if you earn an additional £15 by putting your money into a stocks and shares ISA compared to leaving it in the bank account, compare that to the fee, which we said was about £16, then it's not quite worthwhile moving over that point. So as a rule of thumb, I'd wait a little bit longer. If you're investing in an ETF through a stocks and shares ISA in the UK, I'd personally suggest that you have around somewhere between £750 and £1,000 saved up in one lump sum before you invest that. Remember, when you're investing, you can invest that across a range of assets and make sure you're diversified by investing in a market tracking ETF or even a global market ETF. Just before I conclude on that, it's important that I explore some of the other alternatives. Recently, investment platforms have popped up with the explicit aim of helping people like yourselves get into the market without the one-off fees destroying their returns. They do this by pooling your investment with the investments of other people on that platform. They trade less frequently, and supposedly then they spread out their fees between all their users. Examples of companies that do this in the UK, you've got Invest Your Way, Nutmeg, Wealthfront, those kind of companies that you may have heard of. Looking at one of these in the UK, Nutmeg, they have a portfolio management fee of between 0.3% and 0.95% depending on how much you invested. However, the minimum investment you can hold with Nutmeg is £1,000. And for any portfolio with less than £5,000 invested, they actually ask for a minimum monthly contribution of £50 per month, so that may not actually suit your needs. Equally, once you've invested that £1,000, the Nutmeg charge on that is 0.95% per year. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but it's £9.50 in the first year, and that keeps going. The charge each year is 0.95% per year, and it's 0.9% of your balance. So as your investment grows through compounding, so does your annual fee. Alternatively, with a broker platform like SVS, you could just say buy the Vanguard FTSE VMID ETF for a one-off fee trade of £7.95, and with that you have an ongoing management charge of 0.1%. So, looking at that £1,000, it's actually a little bit cheaper to go down the SVS route and buy it yourself than using Nutmeg. So, although these products are designed to try and spread your fees across lots of users, in reality, they're probably not actually doing so. So, my advice would be I would avoid investing in stocks and shares ISAs, or in fact, stocks and shares in general, until you have at least £750 to £1,000 to invest as a lump sum. I hope that answers your question, Tony.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.